Hello, my name is Dr. John Cipolla. I teach clarinet and saxophone at Western Kentucky University. Today's podcast is called Practice Tips. Number one, practice your fundamentals. For instance, when you warm up, start out with solfege. I use a little book called Songs and Chants by Edwin Gordon to just do maybe 2 or 3 minutes of solfege to warm up your ears. You also can practice long tones, your scales, sight reading, articulation, etudes, work on your solo a bit, and also improvisation. We can never acquire enough technique, not only fast articulation and fingers, but also complete control of the register leaps on the clarinet and the overtones on the saxophone, and proper air tone production. This is a lifelong process. So number one, practice your fundamentals every day. Number two, use a mirror to examine your embouchure and finger position while practicing. Number three, tape record your practice sessions. There is no more honest tool in the practice room than a recorder. I use a couple of a variety of different recorders, and I would encourage you all to invest in something that has a decent sound quality. For instance, a Tascam CD2, a Sony mini disc recorder, or for that matter, actually any mini disc recorder, because they're handy, they have good sound quality, and they play back immediately, and you can record right over the discs as many times as you would like. The Marantz Superscope is also very good. Now, the Tascam CD2 and the Marantz Superscope are a bit expensive, but the mini disc is a little more affordable, and I think it's well worth the investment. Number four, warm up your practice session with sight singing, and we mentioned that earlier in number one. I use movable do solfege, and that helps to get key relationships understood. The book I use here, like I mentioned earlier, is called Experimental Songs and Chants by Edwin Gordon. Number five, on the saxophone, warm up with the Sigurd Rascher book, Top Tones. All saxophone sound production stems from these overtone exercises. I can't overemphasize the importance of these overtones. Number six, on the clarinet, a good warm-up for advanced players is the Jean-Jean Vade Mecum. It covers most aspects of playing the clarinet in about 45 minutes to an hour. I like to add some long tones before I begin this book. I think that's very important. Number seven, find musical role models and look up to them. Become inspired by them. Then translate that inspiration into working hard in your practice sessions. Patience in practicing often comes from inspiration. We're never too old to learn and never too old to look up to someone and become inspired so that we work harder. I do that myself every day when I practice. Some of my inspirations are clarinetists John Manassi and Ricardo Morales, and saxophonists Charlie Parker and Marcel Mule. Otis Murphy up at Indiana University is a spectacular classical saxophonist. And there's a whole spectrum of jazz saxophonists that I look up to. Number eight, when learning solos and concertos, learn them from the piano score, not only from the solo part. And also sit at the piano and sort of trudge through the piano part, even if you don't play piano that well. Look for structure, like themes, developing themes, returning of themes, keys. Look for things like that and climaxes in the phrases and how the harmony is often related to the climaxes. This gives us a clearer idea of the ideas and feelings the composer is trying to express. Number nine, try to internalize the music as quickly as possible so your own soul and character as an artist can come through the music. The steps should be to read through an entire piece at the piano and maybe listen to a recording to hear how it all sounds, then read through it at the piano and get a feel for how it's put together, and then work out the music phrase by phrase, both technically and musically. And as you're working out each phrase, try to play it from memory over and over and over. while listening and trying to refine the nuances of the phrase and phrasing and dynamics, playing the line, emphasizing structurally important notes in the phrase. So the essence of number 9 is, as you're learning the music, try to learn to play the piece without looking at it. You can refer to this as memorizing, but I really refer to it as internalizing, because you're really learning all the angles and looking at the phrase from many, many different ways. Number 10, rotate your reeds daily. They last longer, and you don't get used to playing only on one reed. That can get you into trouble. Number 11, use a metronome. Let me repeat that. Number 11, use a metronome. That is critical. Use it all the time when you practice. Turn it on and off, but continually refer to it. Number 12, practice with a metronome on beats 2 and 4. For instance, play your scales. Da 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 da, like that, with beats 2 and 4, okay? Maybe you want to practice eighth notes. Da 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 da. 1, 2, 3, 4, like that. Number 13. Divide your practicing into 5-minute increments. You'll be surprised how much you can get done. Also, you'll be surprised at how fast those 5-minute segments add up throughout the day. Number 14. Leave your instrument on the peg all day long, so when you have those spare 5 to 10 minute segments, you can practice instantly and not have to put together the instrument. If possible, also practice in the same area or location every day and at the same time. Number 15, soak your reeds in warm water for maybe 1, 2, or 3 minutes before playing. This will help avoid squeaks and dry reeds. I do this often before auditions. Number 16, warm-ups. The basics still work. We talked about this earlier. Long tones, slow scales that gradually get faster with a metronome, tonguing exercises every day. A good one for clarinet is Langenus, page 22, book 3. I keep a laminated copy on my music stand, and I play through it whenever I have about 2 to 3 minutes. Number 17, play by ear a little bit each day. Any kind of music, any style of music. Put on a recording and listen to it and play along with your instrument. You can try to imitate what you hear, in other words, trying to play back exact melodies, or you can make up your own lines or just play whole notes. The essence of what we're trying to do is relate what you hear to your instrument. It really helps open up the ears and put you in touch with your instrument. Number 18, keep a practice log with weekly and daily goals. The goals might be your lesson assignment, for instance. Also, keep a clock nearby your practice area and time what you work on. That way you can get to everything you need to in a lesson, or in a practice session, rather. If you're still having trouble with a passage, look back at how much time you actually spent on that specific passage. Often I find students are surprised at how little time they spent in one area. Also, slow practice still does wonders. Number 19, keep your instruments in good mechanical working condition. Especially when playing more than one instrument, we don't need any more difficulties than what we already have. And as an addendum to number 19, make sure you always play on new, good, broken-in reeds, okay? Don't play on reeds that turn colors and get cracks on the top of them. Discard those reeds and always be playing on good, decent reeds as well as rotating them. Thank you very much, and I hope this was helpful. You can find all of this on our studio webpage at Western Kentucky University, wku.edu/John.Cipolla, John.Cipolla. Thank you and happy practicing.